Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, first day of school for Marion City Schools, August the 16th, 2021, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. What a dreary day it is outside. I walked out on the porch there during the break, and it is raining galore. Cats and dogs, as they say. Now, I do want to mention something about the house here before we get back to our conversation. There is some work going on here, painting inside the house, and they're painting the middle room, kind of our office area here at the news station. And two of the walls got painted over the weekend, and I want to thank Brandon, who lives here, who I believe did the painting, and Adam, who helped spearhead the whole thing, because it really looks nice. And that is a big help, and I'm sure going to be a big plus to everybody here at this station. A fresh new coat of paint on the walls. And, you know, I don't mind a little bit of clutter when work's going on, especially good work like that. So I want to commend Brandon and Adam for doing that. And honestly, once that room's painted, two walls are done, it's a great color of yellow, too, good strong yellow color. And then I think the other two walls are going to be kind of an eggshellish. And then we get just finish the top of the studio in here and put the handrails outside up, you know, we'll be in pretty good shape here. So I appreciate their work, and it's really nice. So, you know, now clutter when there's nothing going on, now that annoys me a little bit. But when there's work going on, I don't mind a little. You know, you gotta have a little bit of clutter when you're doing home repairs. And clearly home repairs are going on here, so I thank Adam and Brandon for overseeing this project. Very, very nice. You know, it would be nice to repaint this main room in that yellow that they're using, but at this point, taking everything off the walls would be so difficult. It would mess with the sound. So we might just continue with the shade of yellow we have in here and finish the top of the ceiling. We moved in kind of fast, so that was why the top of the ceiling was not finished. But we could probably finish that with a brush. It doesn't, and wouldn't have to take everything off the walls in the main room. So that's where we are there, and I wanted to thank them and continue on. But I'm telling you, after our call last hour, and I was so glad to hear from him, because I hadn't heard from our caller there in a long, long time, and he used to call in quite regularly. You know, and I still don't know what happened to our other lady who used to call in a lot, because I think of this like a family. The lady who, you know, she was a gourmet chef, and she would call in and give her opinion. I don't know where she went. When we transferred studios and were off the air for a couple days there, I don't know what happened to her. Last time I talked to her, I remember she was talking about the COVID shot and one of her friends, and then I never heard any more from her. So if anybody knows anything about her, I don't even know her name. I didn't know anything about her except that she called in, and it was always fun when she called in. But I don't know where she went. So hopefully we hear from her soon again and find out if she's still doing well. You know, at one point she was supposed to bring up a pie or something. And I have no idea what became of her. So if anybody ever knows what became of our... I think everybody remembers when she used to call in. She used to mention that she was a gourmet cook and didn't like to buy certain foods from the grocery store. Hey, if you're still out there listening, or anybody knows who that was or what happened to her, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Also, I thank our last caller for calling in, because it's always fun to talk to him. And I hope his wife's doing okay. If he's still out there listening, I hope your wife's doing okay and everything is well. Give my best to her. Now, we had a nice little conversation there about downtown Marion, and heaven knows we've had this conversation before, but You know, since we're getting this money, and I don't know if we can spend it on landmarks, but, you know, I really, really do think a Charlie Evers statue, however it would happen, would be worthwhile downtown. You know, we've got enough for President Harding, which is good. I mean, he was the president. And we've got enough, not enough, but Mary Ellen has been recognized very well with names of schools and things like that. And I think that's very nice. But Charlie, you know, you can't make a statue or a plaque of everybody. But Charlie Evers not only gave to Marion, he gave to Ohio. You know, he gave us Buckeye Chuck. We do that every February 2nd. And Buckeye Chuck is from Charlie Evers, because at that time, he was known as Chuck Evers on the radio. Every time you go by our courthouse, there would not be Lady Justice up there if it wasn't for Charlie Evers. That was stolen many years ago, and he found it and put it back up there, and raised the money to get it revarnished and repainted and looking good back in the early 1980s. Also, Evers Arena, which is in the city, is named for him because the arena burned down and he took to the airwaves and raised money to get it rebuilt. Not to mention the fact, the Peanut Push, which he started, which has raised countless money for the Junior Service Guild. So this man has done so much for the city of Marion. All those things are in the city. Courthouse is in the city. The fairgrounds are in the city. The Buckeye Chuck, is that considered county out there? I don't know. No, it must be city, because Fair Park's in the city. So Buckeye Chuck is in the city, and the Peanut Push happens right downtown in the city. And there needs to be a statue of him downtown, and there a plaque there saying what he did. Dorothy Fulltime's got it up in Cleveland, and we should certainly be proud of the things here in Marion, and Charlie Evers is one of those. So I hope somebody gets on that and gets it done. Now that would be where he should be, right over there in Founders Park, a statue. That would be a good place for it. Now that's just my opinion. You can weigh in. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Charlie Evers, you know, if it would ever go through, and buddy, anything like that to go through is, I think, worse than pulling teeth. They give you a little Novocaine, you know, there to deaden the hurt. But, buddy, when it hurts a pocketbook in Marion, it's hard to retain. But one neat thing would be is a nice, big, huge something made out of something that looks like an old-fashioned radio, because here I am at 80, and ever since I was growing up and stuff, Charlie Evers on radio was one big thing Charlie Evers was known. They might not know nothing about what he looks like or anything about, but they know his voice. And his voice carried Marion a lot of events and a lot of places all over the surrounding counties in Marion. And I think, too, that he ought to be awarded something on that effect that we could notice. And I don't know about downtown, if anybody would go downtown from out of town to see it, but it ought to be some kind of award for Charlie Evers.
I think right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I see, this is what I think. And it would be a nice thing, because you wouldn't want to put it out on the east side of town. There's just too much. It would be hard for out-of-towners to come down and see that. But it would be a landmark. And people from out of town would come to see it. Everybody knows about Buckeye Chuck in Ohio. People would come to see that. I just think it would be a very smart move to do that. A restaurant could do it downtown. You know, that would not be very difficult. But it should be done, and that's just my opinion. Now, anybody else can share their opinion, 740-383-9944, but we're good at honoring our people here in Marion. You know, we honor Harding, we honor Mary Ellen, which is good, and we should, but we gotta get this stuff done. Go ahead, callers.
Yes, Scott, I think it looked good over there to the Coliseum, in front of the Coliseum, where you could set and things, and people in the fair, they kind of hang out in that area, then there's events going there, and Charlie could be right there.
Well, I think that would be good, too. I think, yeah, I mean, he did so much for the fair over here, and I wonder, you know, that, you know, people who pass by Evers Arena, do they know what that's about? And I think it would be nice to have him memorialized in that way.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I don't know about over to Evers Arena, but I think it just would be great in front of the Coliseum with a plaque that tells you about Evers Arena and Buckeye Chuck and everything he's done, you know, whatever, for the Clearinghouse and you name it. I mean, the guy's done everything, but I think in front of the Coliseum would be great. And I guarantee you there would be thousands of pictures taken beside him.
And that's what we need. We need something like the Merchant Ball out in the cemetery, something people go to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Bye.
And see, that's how we got to do it. See, that's, we should be proud of the Merchant Ball. And I'll tell you what, most people have no idea who the merchants are outside of Marion. Maybe we don't even know in Marion. But people come see that ball all the time in the cemetery. And the Gypsy Queen, the same thing. And the Harding Memorial, obviously. You know, we got to do stuff like this. We've got to commemorate our history. And if we don't do it, shame on us. But this is my opinion. But I do think Founders Park would be nice. Certainly the Coliseum would be nice. I'm trying to think of another area that would be nice where people could get to it. And it would be in the city limits. And they could take a picture with it. It'd be a nice back area. I don't know. What other areas are there around here that would be good like that? Because you wouldn't want to put it, you know, in the middle of a messy area. I don't know. If anybody has any ideas, weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do we have any statues of anybody in Marion? I know we have the Harding Memorial. And I know we have... Do we have any statues? I can't think of any. Most towns have some statues. Some statue of something. I don't know if we have any. I'll tell you this. If Jimmy Crum got a statue down there in Columbus, which I think there still is a statue in the lobby of Channel 4, Charlie Evers should have a statue. Because Jimmy Crum, I mean, he was okay, but he certainly didn't do what Charlie did for the state of Ohio. And wasn't on the air for nearly as long either. You can't discount over 50 years on the air, half century, in this area. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you know, they could put him up there by where that courthouse was. You know, where they do the popcorn festival, and you guys used to go up there and do stuff up there.
Oh, yeah, right up there by the courthouse. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think somewhere down by City Hall.
Yep.
Good areas.
All right, Scott.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, right there. You know, I think the courthouse would be great. You know, Lady Justice is up there. And City Hall, they got some area down there where they could do something. And, you know, you just build the statue, and then you put some lights on it, and you put a little plaque there that tells who it is and what he did, and that's that. Now, I think this is important. We have to preserve our history. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears with my extended modified moniker for you. Interviewer to the stars by day, educator, or interviewer to the stars by morning, I'm sorry, educator by day, and Force GB by evening.
Absolutely.
I thought I heard my name mentioned earlier. Were you discussing the best-looking people at the station, or is it about something else?
Well, you know, Adam, I don't know. I don't judge people on their looks, but what I was saying was that I was happy to see the painting going on in the middle room. It's a huge improvement, and I think it makes everybody happy. And, you know, when that's...
It's a big leap for sure, as our former president would say.
Absolutely. And I think when that's finished, and with brushes, we just finished the top of the studio in here, I think we're going to be in very, very good shape. And it'll be a real, real onward and upward movement. It's a big shot in the arm, you know, when people come in and they see work being done like this. It's positive.
So the educating that you do sometimes, does that start this week? It seems like when I went to school started like after Labor Day, and every year it seems to start a week earlier.
Yeah, it does kick in a week. It starts very, very early this year. You know, there's going to be a big school board meeting tonight. That should be interesting.
Yeah, some controversy, especially about things that are controversial on my end. That's probably going to be the biggest topic.
But, you know, I don't know what it will be. I was thinking about this over the weekend because maybe people won't show up. You know, I think they're expecting them to show up. But at that rally last week, only 12 people showed up. So I don't know if people will or not. I really don't know. I'm kind of curious to see.
I'm a taxpayer now, so maybe I should come because it's... I'm part of that equation of where the money comes from.
Well, it's just it's strange to me that it's kind of the unknown right now. I haven't heard of any protests or usually when people are going to come to an event like that, it's pretty well known that people are going to do that.
I didn't hear the we'll call him Dr. Ron number 2. Because we have two Dr. Rons, two PhD Rons we talk to at the station. When you talk to Dr. Ron number 2, I didn't hear the entire interview. I heard parts. Did he mention about expected attendance at the meeting or people are being more apathetic? Did that come up at all?
Well, I know that he's going to be there. I know that the board is meeting tonight at 6 at Harding. I know that it's in the cafetorium. Now, he did not say this, but my guess is that's for room purposes, size purposes.
Yeah, I always like that word cafetorium. They used that when I was in school many moons ago. It's just kind of a hodgepodge of words, or that or auditoria, but I think cafetorium sounds better.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know what'll happen. It could be nothing, or it could be something. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
I missed most of the first hour. Certainly we've had, not unexpectedly, controversy over your celebrity caller du jour, again, being interviewer to the stars. We have to say which celebrity caller, because there are just so many of them. You know, Bob Barker certainly is on my list of most impressive, but we did have a certain gentleman who used to be in the pudding business, that I mentioned, almost crossed paths with my mom in college many years ago, and controversy about the guy. And the article, I mean, it's pretty incredible. Second page of the Dispatch, that's quite impressive. But I guess it was shared among Gannett because they own both Marion and the Dispatch, right?
Right. The Bill Cosby interview, I haven't talked about it yet because I was... First hour, we kind of ended up talking about some other things.
Yeah,
but,
the trivia, Marion trivia is fascinating. I love when you talk about it because, again, I'm part of the community. I want to learn more about it. And the wisdom you get from your guests that have lived there for three or four generations, you can't replace that. That's not in any history book.
No.
And so I love it when they call. I mean, just to remind you, it's important. I want you to thank all these people. You know, some of the younger people that are just into the pride of where they live, pride of where you live and work. It's so important, and I thank all the callers. Every single one has had an impact on me. Certainly adds to the fascination equation.
Well, and I do plan to say something about it here because it did create such a stir with people, which I mean, there was no doubt it was going to do that. But now that I've read some comments and I've read some things and I see what people are saying, you know, I do have something to say about that because it became interesting to me over the weekend. Which
I guess, I mean, out of lack of another way to say it, Andrew kind of told you don't discuss... You know, it, so to speak. Bill mostly talked about the Olympics, and just good to hear his voice, because he's such a wealth of information. Whether or not you like the guy or agree with him, the fact that he is just talking, that's a good thing. And it seems like other than the vision issue, he's doing fairly well.
Sounded good to me.
And love him or hate him, he's an American icon. And we've had so many people just say. Again, I told you, I'm not a tremendous fan. You know, I'm somewhat of a fan. I'm not an enormous fan of him. Certainly respect him. And in terms of what he did or didn't do, well, that's a different matter altogether. Just looking at it as an entertainer and as part of American pop culture, he's such a big part of it. And there's been a lot of negativity. People saying, well, the station is something I can't see over the air. and will never listen again. And of course, people will listen, as Phil Donahue and others have said. If it provides controversy, people are going to listen. You know, that's going to help our listenership and certainly help our exposure. But people being rather critical. Me, I'm kind of taking that cerebral approach. You know, making it clear. You know, I'm not a tremendous fan. You probably know how I feel about what he was accused of, but he is a pop culture icon, and it's important to get people on the air. We as Jody Lucas and myself were commenting on a Facebook post. Our job as journalists is to bring interesting people on the air. Whether or not you agree with them, you like them, a different matter. What even we think about them is a different matter. I mean, there are people that everybody loves. Everybody loves Pat Carroll. Everybody loves Betty White, Bill Macy. You know, you won't hear one bad thing about any of those people, but there are the controversial characters, and people like Cosby, where your opinions are going to, even for me, they're going to go in both directions.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. That's what confounds me in a way, because I don't. First of all, if you are an interviewer, if you're a serious interviewer, you check your opinions before you come to the microphone. The worst thing you can have is somebody who's doing an interview who's already got their mind made up on a subject. If they've got their mind made up on a subject, you are not going to get an unbiased opinion, a show, because they've already made it up.
Limbaugh did. I mean, because you know they're biased.
You know they're biased, and
yeah,
that's no good.
That's your case. It's like, even as well as I know you, I don't even know you. I honestly, on some major issues, I couldn't even tell you what your viewpoint is. I can do something I suspect, and you are so good at being neutral. That's why, say, you're like Cavett. You take the cerebral approach and you get into the details. Phil Donahue, you know he's a liberal, but you still can't be 100% sure about some issues.
But it's funny
political,
to me.
A political slant, you know. With you, it's tricky, and it can be with me too sometimes, but there are things that I feel very strongly about.
But I don't really understand. See, the rule with me has always been, these are the public airwaves. Nobody owns these airwaves. They are the public airwaves to serve the public interest. Now, sometimes the public wants entertainment, sometimes the public wants information, sometimes the public wants a variety of things, and that's what we are here to do. Now, if I come in here with my own biases and my own opinions, which we all have, if I do that and I use the public airwaves to badger somebody, well, what in the world does that do? You know, that just tells you what I think. Well, I can tell you what I think any day of the week. If I have a guest on, I want to know what they think.
Yeah, but that's part of what journalism is. And my mom, I mean, she was a journalism major, which is, I guess it was a little ironic. I'm the one kind of going into journalism, whereas she kind of in my main business has used a lot of her natural talents. So there's journalism in my blood. And as I told you when I started with the station, my background is DJ and music. Maybe that's great when it comes to Stump the DJ, but the interviewing and the talk radio mentality was something new, but you pick it up, and it's all a similar business, and there are similarities between a talk radio, even on politics and controversial things, and being an announcer. So just kind of helps you to become enriched.
So we'll
you're kind of surprised that we got page 2 on the Dispatch. Has that been about your best exposure?
I knew it would be a big story, him coming on. Let's see, most exposure. I don't know, Ted Williams running for president, that got a lot of exposure. I think it's right up there with that. But that was more of an Ohio... Well, I don't know, when he ran for president, that was a national story. That got a lot of attention.
The controversy really isn't unexpected. It's just upsetting when people just speak bad about the station.
I don't care about that.
Take a look at some of your guests. Not all are liked, and some are controversial. Not all are people we all love, like Pat Carroll.
Oh, but
and
you know what? We want
to have a good variety.
No, but criticism is good. Criticism is, if you didn't know about the station, now you know. If you know about the station, now you are even more interested.
I want to thank Jody and a few others that have made some good cerebral comments on social media. To counteract what some others have said.
And yeah, but you know, that's just everybody's a critic. The easiest thing to be in the world's a critic. So people can be critical of anything. What are they doing? You know, that's what I want to know. What choices are they even faced with?
Yeah, I want to thank Andrew again. Maybe he listens. I mean, he's been on a few times. He did talk about getting Bill on the air, and I believe that he wanted to do it. I wasn't sure it was actually going to happen. I mean, even as much as I know about your ability to get these people on, Scott, even I was a bit surprised when you were talking, you were leading up to who it was. I didn't ask you off the air purposely who it was. I wanted to be surprised. Because I think Scott's outdone himself once again. And you were talking, I said, you can't tell me Bill Cosby's going to be on. And goodness sakes, there he was.
Well, the funny thing about it to me is, who would turn it down? If somebody said, Bill Cosby's willing to do it, he wants to do it tomorrow, this is the time frame that we can do it, what journalist in the country it would say, nah, no, not going
to
do that?
I think when your buddy Sam calls again to wish you a happy birthday, I think he's going to be jealous.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know who would say
no. Did you call Sam? I mean, Dick Cavett. I mean, I assume he's been on the Dick Cavett show because Dick Cavett said anybody on.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you something interesting. They're a very well-known, and I don't want to say anybody's name, even though it's clearly on Facebook right now, but there was a very well-known local journalist who also worked on Columbus Television who explained it perfectly. The journalist is not here to give opinions. They're here to give information. And I will tell you, when that appeared in the Dispatch on Saturday, I got messages from a few Columbus journalists who were on television and are still on television saying, great get, great interview. So they get it.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. So, yeah, on a positive note, I do think Charlie deserves recognition, and you know, I can't say I was a big Jimmy Crumb fan, but you've talked about he was a little less than kind, maybe kind of sarcastic in a not so kind way, versus myself being sarcastic in the jovial, don't take yourself too seriously way. So yeah, Jimmy Crumb deserves a statue. I don't know who else would deserve one other than Charlie. His legacy lives on and will forever, and to his family too, because his daughters and his widow, such kind people, and they've been such friends to the station. So if anybody deserves one, I'm all for it. I mean, someone else everybody loves.
Thanks, Adam.
We all miss him greatly, but we do have all of his programs on the website, and he's also broadcast multiple times during the day, so we can celebrate his legacy often. Okay, well, have a good day, Scott.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye-bye. Don't forget, Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp is on after this show, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then today we also have Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4:10 until 5 p.m. Don't miss those programs. 39 coming up on 40 minutes past the hour. If anybody has anything to say, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. If you got the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. All right, here comes the call. Go ahead, caller.
Speaking of statues, whatever happened to the cardinal statues that we're going to be placing?
I'm not even bringing it up anymore. I can't, you know, we went down this rabbit hole twice where I come on and I say, where's the cardinals? And then they come in and they tell me why they're delayed and that they're coming, and then they don't come, and I bring them up again, and everybody gets all upset, you know, whatever.
Well, I just thought that was a good question, since you were talking about our statue for Charlie. That, you know, they promised these cardinal statues, and why are we going to have them?
I never understood it to begin with.
Cardinal's a state bird. Well, I could see it down at the state house to commemorate the state bird, but not in Marion.
What are these things going to be made out of? Because you know they're going
to
be outside.
I have no idea. I would imagine probably some polyethylene material or something like that that, you know, doesn't require paint or anything like that. The color will be impregnated into the fabric. That would be the smart thing to do. That way there's no maintenance on it.
Now, better than cardinals, wouldn't you rather see, like, Charlie and Madge Cooper And I'm trying to think of some other, Eber Baker. We don't have anything commemorate. Well, I'm not even sure he's buried here. Now, wouldn't we like to see those people instead of Cardinals?
I suppose. But when you put up one statue, then you're going to have to find a lot of ground to put up other statues. Because they say, well, if he is worthy of it, then this was worthy of it, and this was worthy of it. Charlton Myers, he donated a lot of land.
Well, no,
and
see,
he was a prominent figure.
No,
Michelle Romine, she was a prominent figure.
Well, prominent figure is different. So, see, because here's the difference. In Cleveland, which is certainly much bigger than Marion, they knew Dorothy Fulltime was national. They knew there's been a bazillion people come out of Cleveland over the years, and the only statue that I'm aware of in Cleveland is Dorothy Fulltime. And the reason Charlie would denote that over the people you just mentioned is because Buckeye Chuck is a national thing. And we still to this day talk about Buckeye Chuck. That's different. And Madge Cooper would be different in a way, too, because what she did, she used to cover fashion in New York, and she won a national award for that. It's great that these people did things for Marion County, and I think they should be in the history books, but we can't put, as much as I like these people, you can't put them in the same category as people who did things for Marion on a national level.
Right. You were talking about the controversy over your guests.
Oh, yes.
I think if you've been around 80 years and there's no controversy on you, you haven't done anything.
Well, I'll tell you, I knew there would be backlash. There was no doubt in my mind. But the only thing that surprised me was the Marion Star ran it on the front page. They called me within an hour after I was off the air to interview me about it. The Dispatch ran it on the top of page 2 before the Marion Star even ran it. And Bucyrus Telegraph Forum ran it. The USA Today ran it. And you had people here in Marion saying, well, that's not news. Why'd you put them on? Now, out of Marion, Ohio on Friday, within 3 days, Bucyrus, Columbus, Marion Star, and the USA Today national newspaper all had this highlighted, but people in Marion were saying, don't put him on. I didn't quite understand.
Those papers are all connected with Gannett, so.
Well, they are, but there's a lot of papers connected with Gannett that don't put him on the national level.
That's true.
So I didn't quite understand that. I just was confused that people would say, don't put him on at all. I can understand saying, I don't agree with some of the things he's been accused of. I get that. But why, I mean, my God, how many times was Charles Manson on television? How many times have the Ku Klux Klan been on television?
They celebrated Manson.
Right, and what did he do besides kill people?
Nobody knew of him before that.
Right. So we take a guy who's famous for killing people, and boy, people love to have him on. Now, Bill Cosby, now, yes, he's been accused of some awful things, but he does also have a good part of his career. You put him on, you think you'd have Charles Manson on the air.
That's the worst thing about the media. They sensationalize things that they think are popular and everybody else thinks, well, why in the world did they do that?
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's okay to put Charles Manson on the air because maybe people do want to know why he did what he did. That's information. The fact that
still don't know why he did what he did.
Well, he was hard to follow.
Now they're bringing back the Kennedy assassination.
Wait, listen, you know what shocked me? One of the most popular shows and channels right now is the ID channel, which runs those Dateline mysteries all the time, which are all about murder and killing and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's okay, but you can't put Bill Cosby on the air?
Yes, you can. You did it.
I did. And, I guess if you don't like that, maybe you can turn on Maury and watch some more Here's Your Daddy shows.
Now you're famous.
That's right.
People across the high and low about you.
Well,
good, bad, or indifferent.
I didn't quite understand why he shouldn't be put on the air. I didn't get that. But, you know, that's okay. People can have their opinions.
The thing, the thing I look at, if people are talking about you, they're leaving me alone.
Well, that's always good, too, yeah. Well, but you know what? I honestly did not get a lot of direct criticism. It was more just, why was he on the air?
Yeah.
You know, and well, that's fine.
He's a celebrity figure. You know, well, how many years was he on TV? 60-some years?
Yeah, but you know what?
You know.
There was somebody who said he shouldn't be given a platform. Now, I hate to tell people this, but the Constitution has freedom of speech and freedom of the press.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
You know, we don't need those things to protect happy speech. We need them to protect unhappy speech. And if you consider Bill Cosby unhappy speech, you don't yank somebody's platform because they've been accused of doing awful things. That's what's great about this country, is you always have that.
Okay, well, that's my two cents.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And to be honest with the Bill Cosby thing, I did not get in. It wasn't me personally that got the incoming on that. It was much more just, why was he on? And to be honest with you, all this response that it has gotten, Marion Star, Columbus Dispatch, USA Today, all the other newspapers and internet sites it was on, the thing about that is, that's why he was on. You know, I can put... well, how many other guests did I have on last week? I had Kai Mead, I had Dr. Ron Arusi on, I had Dr. Shaw from the hospital, Kreskin was on last week. You know, I had all these people on. That didn't, you know, it was there, it was an interview, people heard it, that was that. But you put Bill Cosby on, and within an hour of being off the air, the Marion Star is calling, and it's on the front page of the Star, and it's on the second page of the Columbus Dispatch, and it's in the USA Today, and it's on a bunch of internet sites. Now, it's news, and sometimes news is not always flowery. But to be honest with you, the interview with Bill Cosby Friday, I don't know that he said anything that was controversial. I guess maybe he's controversial, is the point. But that's okay. I just really don't believe you should ever yank anybody's platform. No matter what they do, I don't think you should ever yank their platform because... you have to ask questions. I don't think this is Russia. I don't think this is a communist country. A communist country would censor somebody. And we don't do that here. And that's just the way it is. So, if you have any opinions, we've got 10 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the people who want to censor certain people, I would really look at them hard and wonder why that is. If you didn't want to hear Bill Cosby, you could turn the dial or turn the radio off. That's all you got to do. It's odd to me. But then again, it's odd to me the things people will pay attention and watch, like the Maury Show. Who's Your Daddy? 5 days a week, every day, for how many years now? And people will watch that. It wouldn't be on if people weren't watching it. So it's odd. It really is odd. But again, that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. If you've been trying to get in, just means we've been on the line with somebody else if the phone line's ringing busy. So feel free to cut in. We would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Doesn't have to be about just Bill Cosby either. We can talk about anything else this morning. We've been talking about my trip to Belle Fountain, Ohio over the weekend. Put-in Bay, we talked about that. The start of school. Does anybody know when Ridgedale or Elgin or Pleasant starts? But I do want to thank all the newspapers, by the way, that did cover the Bill Cosby story. I appreciated that. That's nice. that they do that. And I thought Mitch Hooper with the Marion Star did a great job with the interview with me and the story itself. I thought Mitch did a really good job, and I applaud him for that. Didn't have any problems with that article at all. And when I spoke to him on Friday, I felt he did a very, very solid job in doing what he did. So there you go. Congrats, Mitch, for that. 740-383-9944. 8 minutes left in the show today. Anything on anybody's mind they would like to talk about. Again, we've got the event coming up in town here. Saturday, August 21st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 650 Her Road here in Marion. Fixed wing, rotary wing, quadcopters, warbirds, jets, gas, electric, nitro, FPU experience, flight simulators, AAA rules, learn about the AMA, bring your sunscreen and lawn chairs. You are welcome to bring a portable canopy. Watch skilled RC pilots do some amazing flying. Saturday, August 21st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., 650 Her Road here in Marion. Also, there is a fundraiser and silent auction at Pure Function CrossFit, 202 South Main Street here in Marion. Bid on your favorite items. Come join the fun. Downtown Marion, third Thursday, August 19th, 4 to 9 p.m. List of auction items, Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook, Pure Function Facebook, Pure Function CrossFit in downtown Marion. That will be Thursday, August 19th, 4 to 9 p.m. And we also have the neighborhood supper drive-through dinner, 5 to 6:30 p.m., August 24th. That will be at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street here in Marion. No, that's Waldo, excuse me. 135 West Main Street in Waldo. If you have any questions, call 740-726-2770. A warm meal in a container can be taken home free of charge. You pull up to the front door facing the parking lot and enjoy the meal delivered to your car. Everyone is welcome. 2021 Neighborhood Supper Dinner Drive-Through, 5 to 6:30 p.m. on August 21st, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. So there is that. And of course, the big school board meeting coming up tonight over at Harding, 6 p.m. in the cafetorium. It will be the conversation in regard to mask wearing at Marion City Schools. Does anybody have any thoughts on that as we head out? What do you think is going to happen tonight at this school board meeting? I have not heard that anybody is bent out of shape or planning on showing up tonight with a group to be heard. Now, it's my understanding that was the main complaint, was that nobody asked the parents. Well, tonight, I think the parents would be allowed to be heard. But I don't know. I haven't heard that anything is planned to be happening. Maybe it is. Does anybody know anything about this? 740-383-9944. 55 and a half minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up at 10:15 till 11 a.m. And then we also have Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today on this station. But has anybody heard anything about the Marion City School Board meeting coming up later tonight at 6 p.m.? I don't know. I have not heard anything as far as a group of people who oppose the mask wearing showing up tonight. Not saying it won't happen, because I don't know, but I haven't heard that. I just have not heard that anything is being planned. Now, it might be, but I have not heard that. So, if you know anything, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Apparently, nobody else has heard anything either, which maybe will make for a very quiet school board meeting tonight. Which, you know, to be honest, I don't know if Harding is planning for a big response tonight. I don't know. I don't know if they think that something's going to happen tonight, you know, big group response to mask wearing. I do know that the superintendent, Dr. Ron Arusi, will be there. And I do know that the meeting will happen. I do know you have to wear a mask in Harding. But beyond that, I really don't know. I don't know what the circumstances will be in regard to this meeting tonight. I guess it will be something to talk about on this rainy, rainy day. As schools went back in session today. How interesting. All right. We're down to the last, 2 minutes here. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz. We're down to the final two. 740-383-9944. This is the final shot today. To give us a buzz and let us know if anything is on your mind. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you if there's anything going on out there that is on your mind. Interesting times we're living in. But I certainly do think that putting up statues for people, well, there's so much statue talk nowadays, putting up statues of people who meant something in this town, I think's important. Plaques, whatever. Other cities have done this. Cleveland is in my mind. But it's just, we have to be happy of what was accomplished here. And I think cutoffs, it's not hard to make cutoffs and understand who deserves and who doesn't and so on and so forth. I mean, I understand that can get messy, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Well, about 30 seconds left before it's time for me to hit the door here. I thank everybody who called in this morning. I thank everybody who is doing work here around the station, and I certainly thank everybody who is out there in listener land. It always is appreciated. Without you, it would be highly unlikely that we would get together to do this every morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Adam Lepp on after this show today. Linda Sims at 4:15 today. Don't you dare go anywhere. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it 1 year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask, because it was colder than a bear's ear.